I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents 80s Shorts, April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and then the 8th through the 10th in their theater on 9th Street between College and Walnut. Our guests are the director for the shows, Holly Holbrook, and one of the playwrights, Chris White. Holly, let's talk a little bit about the show. When you're not directing, you work for Indiana University in what area?
I work for the Independent Study Program. I'm a copywriter for the distance education courses that we create, Continuing Studies creates.
Now, you've done a number of things at Playwrights Project, from writing your own plays to acting in some things as well and directing. Tell me a little bit about the special challenges and particular joys of 80s shorts.
Well, it's funny. I wasn't sure at first of how much joy I was going to get out of revisiting the 80s. I graduated from high school in 86, so the 80s are the hour of my youth, I guess, so to speak. And so I wasn't really sure, but it's been so much fun. I've spent hours and hours just Googling all kinds of things on the internet and watching all kinds of videos and listening to all kinds of music that I never thought I liked, but now all of a sudden I love. And that's just been a lot of fun for me.
Can you give us a couple of suggestions of some juicy sites that you found for those of us who'd like a little prep before we come to see the plays?
Well, really, I've been spending a lot of time on YouTube, quite honestly, and just Googling things like 80s commercials. There are some amazing things that people have put up on that website for you to watch. There are tons of visuals out there, and plenty of people who have created their own websites dedicated to the 80s.
We're talking with Holly Holbrook, who's the overall director for the upcoming production's 80s Shorts at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. One of the authors for 80s Shorts is playwright and college educator Chris White. Chris, thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Now, Holly works for Indiana University, and you work for another school in our area.
Yes, DePauw University here in Greencastle, Indiana. I teach screenwriting and playwriting and creative writing and college writing and some dramatic literature classes.
Tell us a little bit about your contribution to 80s Shorts.
Well, I'm just excited to have my first production at Bloomington Playwrights. It's a great theater group that I hope to become involved with since I moved to the area. This was a commission by the current artistic director, Chad Bravinovitz, and one of the suggestions that he made was a play that might have to do with the 80s movies, and so I'm a big movie fan, and I gave that a shot, and it should take us back to some familiar territory.
Uh-huh. It's titled Marty and Doc Go to the Movies by Chris White. Tell us a little bit about the celluloid experience here.
Well, Marty and Doc from Back to the Future are about to get hijacked by some Somali pirates on a ferry that they're taking their car, their soy-powered Prius, across the water and decide to escape the situation in that time-traveling vehicle and basically end up, to their surprise, on the set of The Shining. And from there, they make some changes that set things into quite a bit of chaos.
Wow. I can't quite imagine that combination coming together.
Well, we'll see how it goes. It's in Holly's good hands.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely a wild ride.
We've been talking with Chris White about her play, Marty and Doc Go to the Movies, and also talking with Holly Holbrook, the overall director for 80s Shorts at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. Opens on the 1st, plays the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and then the 8th through the 10th in the theater at 9th Street between College and Walnut. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.